This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get back to more Mercedes in the Morning.
I like to listen in the morning and while I'm driving to work.
On Mix 94.1.
And I had a little surprise for you guys this morning. I told you last night that we're going to have a surprise guest in studio because we needed a little sunshine in our lives, right?
Yes.
A little sunshine. And so that surprise guest is here with us now. Battle for Vegas, the third annual Battle for Vegas softball game is happening tonight at the Las Vegas ballpark. And I think he was probably the MVP last year. But he's back, and it is Nate Schmidt!
Yeah!
Now, I'm sorry, we're still playing the Golden Knights music for you.
Hey, miss this for life. Hey,
does Winnipeg have, do they have music up there that's cool like this?
I mean... There's only one John Wick song, right?
Yeah.
Nate Schmidt playing for Winnipeg now. But yes, like you said, forever a misfit and forever a part of this Las Vegas community. And you're back in town. I literally message him. I'm like, Nate, we miss you. Will you come on the show? And you're like, hi, amiga.
Hola, amiga. I'm in.
So how are you? You are missed here. We love you so much.
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Got married last weekend, had a birthday yesterday, went to a wedding on Friday.
You're nonstop, man.
Yesterday got almost a little bit away from me, but we're back. It's Monday. We're starting the new work week.
What did you do for your birthday? Do you remember?
We celebrated it yesterday. Went over to Ryan Reeves' house, a little quarantine crew-esque pool party with the kids, and it was amazing.
Could you imagine being his neighbor looking over like, hey, Reese is having, holy smokes, what's going on over there? I want to go to that pool
party. I can
only
imagine how many times they've looked over the wall and they're like, these idiots.
You got to drink his beer, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, a couple Dawn Breakers yesterday. Shout out 75 Brewing, Ryan. I'll take a plug on your end. Appreciate you.
So you're in town and you just got married. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Your wife is absolutely beautiful. She was a beautiful bride. You were a handsome groom. Yeah. I loved the attire.
Oh, God.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
You should guys see this. I don't know if I have a picture on my phone, but all the guys from here. So the Vegas guys that showed up in a Hawaiian shirt like this with my face on them to the wedding.
That was the attire,
though. That's the way that a lot of you see. Like I said, you wear a jacket and then to the reception, wear a fun shirt.
And that's what they all did?
That's what they came up with, hot pink shorts, though. I mean,
where's the picture? Did you see it, Mercedes?
I might have it. I don't know if I can, if that's going to be out there on the world, but I just know that it is out there somewhere. I have seen it.
I had heard rumblings that you got married, and so I wanted to do a little Google check this morning once Mercedes said you're coming on to make sure you're married and everything. And I did, and I found your wedding registry.
Is there anything left on there?
Everything's been fulfilled.
Oh, are you serious?
Yes.
We can't buy him anything?
No.
Well, listen, do you guys like making muffins?
I love muffins. I'm a huge fan of muffins.
I saw you got a beautiful silicone muffin pan. It's one of your gifts.
Wow, there you go.
I wonder who got it.
I feel like I was supposed to go on there and maybe put some of my own things on, but I was like, I don't know what I need. And she's like, no, we bought a new house in Winnipeg. So I was like, we don't have anything really up there yet. So
I can just picture like flour on the website, like, oh, he needs a muffin, dude. I'll get him some muffins.
I remember opening last week. I opened one. I was like, oh, a bowl. Good.
Everything's been for you guys. Some good friends. Everything has been fulfilled. Did, you guys are done.
Yeah, we're done. Yeah, and we did a little donation page. I think that also got hit.
Yeah, you did. Donations done. You guys did very well. Yeah. And you took care of people too, which is nice.
Well, so Nate Schmidt joining us, if you're just tuning in, one of the original Misfits and in town for Battle for Vegas. Can we rewind a little to when everything happened and you originally went to Vancouver, right?
Yeah. It was just a quick pit stop.
Okay, so you, what happened? Like, did you get a phone call saying, this is the end of the road, kid? Yeah. Like, what happened?
You know, I was actually deer hunting. I was sitting in my deer stand, and I'm, like, sitting on my phone, and all of a sudden it starts, like, and I usually try not to, right? Like, I try and be out there.
Scares the deer, too.
Yeah. nobody yet.
Deer, like,
yeah, you get a phone call, the one that you dread, right? Like, you never know if it's going to be you. There was obviously a lot of talk, but... I don't really remember it. I think I kind of blacked out after I heard the news, and you kind of just, I don't know, the eyes just kind of shut off for a second, and it takes a few days to kind of really settle in. But at that time, though, I had known, a guy that I'd played with in Washington, Brayden Holby, was a really good friend of mine, still is, was going there as well, so I got to talk to him. It kind of helps. I mean, hockey's such a small world. I mean, as you can see, the guys that come back here to play in the softball games, I mean, I know a couple of guys like Brendan Dillon. I played with him. He played in San Jose, and he's playing with me in Winnipeg. Bought a place in our same community as me. So it's like, guys love the area. It's such a small community, hockey and Vegas, right? And so people know each other. They spread the word, and you can see how much when you get guys around each other, they just know each other, right? So it's nice when you have that small community of guys. You can always rely on somebody when you're going to a new place. So that was something that really helped me out a bunch.
Well, you always have like a home here too. I think moving forward 10 years now, 20 years now, 30 years. I mean, you guys were always a part of the original team. You'll always have a place here in Las Vegas. People love you and the stuff you did for this city. You're always going to have a home here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and we actually just were talking before a little bit. I ended up selling my house, but then we rebought in. I know we were talking about this later.
So you have a place here.
Yeah, we rebought back in. The market was too hot. It's too hot to handle.
Did you stay at your place last night?
Oh,
you
sell it? Yeah. We're all in. I mean, we bought like a couple things from the sellers, and so it's a little bit bare bones, but it works for us. So we're hanging.
The IKEA's right over here.
And IKEA furniture is my nemesis.
Oh my gosh, it's impossible to set
up. It's impossible.
It's the worst.
I mean, I did a TV stand once. It ended up turning out great. But it took me probably 36 hours to do it.
Can't you ask William Carlson to read the directions for you?
Exactly.
And I came out. He does it in a whiz.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is easy.
What is this I'm looking at here? Like, that is a doorknob. Wrong thing, my friend.
go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so now you're in Winnipeg, and you're there for a while, right?
Yeah, 3 more years.
3 more years.
Yeah, it's... It was a little chilly this last winter, a little bit different than here, I got to do a lot of the outdoor stuff that you sometimes do, like when I grew up in Minnesota, right, so there's a lot of stuff that we were able to do, and it's nice that family can bounce in and out a little bit easier. You know, I got to take the positives, right, so it's...
Yeah,
it sounds like you're trying
that.
To sell yourself right there. I get to do outdoor stuff, snowball fight.
You know what, I can't go snowmobiling very often, right, so
that's
it's
true.
Actually fun,
okay.
So it was cool,
okay.
I mean, like I said, there's... Definitely some things that, like, when you grow up in the winter, you miss, ice fishing, things like that. Now, when it's like that all year round, when it's minus 35 for 3.5 weeks, then it starts to get a little bit heavy.
I can see that for sure.
Now, tonight, are you ready for the game? You're playing, right? I'm in.
I don't know if the coach has got me into the lineup or not, but I am confirmed.
I got to say, last year, if you were there, you saw the best catch of the night was made by... Your boy, Nate Schmidt, he literally, I don't know, who hit that bomb?
It was, he's Moreau. He's a tight end. Yeah, tight end pushed right. Looked at me, it was just like, dude.
And we were like, it's gone, it's gone. So Nate runs, first he was just talking.
I was doing what?
Who were you talking to? You were just
I was playing ball.
Yeah, Revo and I were playing left field together. Because I think we had 12 guys out there.
Yeah, how does that work? Two guys play left field?
Why not? I mean, we had brought some...
some drinks.
Dawn breakers.
A couple breakers out there. The social media guy for the Knights, Gordo, was out there. And we had obviously played with him, so we knew him. So we were just sitting there chatting it up, and thankfully he had his phone on him. I don't think it would ever have gotten captured that way if he's not standing there. So how about talk about Johnny on the spot? It was
incredible. he went over the fence, landed on his back, came up with it. It was insanity. Sports Center for sure.
I don't usually check social media and things like that. I go on there sparingly. I find that I get myself lost in there sometimes, mm-hmm. But that night, I think I went through and watched that video like 15 times.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it was too good. I think I watched it yesterday. I'm not saying I did or not. But.
Well, how was it? Because Riley Smith was in here in studio when the game was announced, and he was talking about how hard it is playing against some of the Raiders because the guys are so big. They just stay in there and
they
cover all the bases.
You guys.
Yeah. I mean, are you 0-2?
Yeah, I think 0-3.
Yeah, 0-3?
Never won?
We won the home run derby last year. No, I mean, look at last year. Like Darren Waller's playing third base. You can't hit the ball by the guy.
No,
like he's so athletic, he's so big. He actually is like it's kind of scary. I'm like, I don't even want to hit it at him. Like he's just too big over there. Oh man, I mean, even like Max Crosby plays like playing right field. Like, yeah, he's big DN. You know, be able to just hit it by him. Right, he doesn't look that that he can move that well. And also, the ball's 30 yards away from him. He's just like trotting underneath. I'm like, okay.
Are you having your Josh Jacobs running at you? You're playing second base.
Buddy, I'm out of the way. Yeah. Okay.
Scoot, scoot. You guys are quick. You guys are the agile ones. You guys, I mean, don't underestimate yourself.
I know. The problem is you'd have thought hockey players, baseball, golf, you know, a lot of the similar swings, that we'd be better hitters. I mean, I think it was like 18-4, and before the night, we had up mounting a little bit. I made it a little bit respectable.
Yeah.
But I feel like you guys probably more fun and entertaining. Like, you have some fun with it, right?
It's harder for their guys, I think, because their training camp is right around the corner.
Is it like tomorrow or something, or this week?
Yeah, I think it's literally right around the corner. Yeah. And so it's a little bit like those guys are in their tip-top shape. I got a little, there's a little insulation around the belly here, so for me still. We're still mid-July, okay?
You're coming off a wedding, off a birthday party, pool parties.
I got 2 months, you know, so I'm in a good spot, but I'm not in tip-top like those guys are right now, so.
Are you going tonight, Mercedes?
I am going to be there tonight. I'm going to check it out. And you can still get tickets if you want to check it out. Third annual Battle for Vegas celebrity softball game. You can go to battleforvegas.com if you want to get them. I can't wait.
Wait, Marshawn Lynch is playing?
Yeah, Beast Mode.
He's playing against Beast Mode.
Talk about not letting a guy run into you.
Seriously. We were just talking about it earlier. He loves the Skittles.
Yeah.
Hey, so what do I do? Like, I heard him. Do you guys see that?
Dangle Skittles.
That thing with Peyton Manning. He's like, yeah, I used to take a shot of Hennessy before I go out. So what do you think I'm bringing to the ballpark?
You got Marshawn Lynch coming at you, man.
But your team, you got Marshy. You got William Karlsson, Keegan Colasar, Ryan Reeves, Zach Whitecloud, Nick Hague, Logan Thompson, Jack Eichel, Dylan Coughlin, and you. I think you guys have a chance.
I think we're a little better this year. We're a little bit better this year.
I think some of the other guys slowed you down last
time. We're going to say that.
I don't even know who's on.
I honestly think I hit a bunch of home runs in the home run derby. I think I went 0-for-5 in the actual game. I was like, hey, I have my pinnacle. I already made my day here.
I have a question, though. I thought I saw Hala was playing.
Hala is in town. He just called in last night. Him, Ryan, and I are going for a workout when we're done with this.
Yeah. So, but is he playing for the Raiders?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I thought I saw Eric Hala on the Raiders roster. Maybe it was a mix-up.
Traitor.
What are you guys doing today? Where are you working out at? What are you guys going to do?
I don't know.
Like a real workout or going drinking?
No, this is the real deal. I try and always make sure I don't skip one, you know, like as much as I, you know, when you're on vacation, as you consider this honeymoon, if you will.
Yeah, just got married.
This is technically a honeymoon. We'll still get something in good today. I have... Eric and I actually work out together in the summer back home in Minnesota. Our trainer is going to send us some stuff. So
I wish we had the broomstick still. We could have.
We have one. I saw one.
Do the broomstick challenge.
When you walk into the building, as soon as you come in, it's on the right hand side. It's same broom handle.
So basically, it's this thing on social media where you take a broomstick and all you do is you just gotta step over it like that. And for some reason, guys can't do it. JC tried it, though, and he was able to do it.
I see you being pretty nimble to do that.
I'm a nimble guy.
You know, a lot more flexible than I.
You can do it.
I think you're very in shape. I think you'll be able to do it.
I feel like I'm in shape, but...
you're going to go viral for this today if you don't do it.
No, forget the catch. We're talking the broomstick now.
Oh, we got a broomstick, too.
Oh, man.
So basically, just hold it here, and then you just cut it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so...
Yeah. Well, hey, can you show me again?
Oh, God. Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Can't release it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's tough. Get everything out of your pockets.
There you go. One step.
Come on, Mercedes.
You try it.
I mean, I mean, here's the thing about something like this. Yeah. I feel like my arms aren't long enough.
You bend over.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. It already is kind of.
Do it. One.
That was a little bit ugly, though. I mean,
no, you still did it. You did it. You did better than I did.
What if you would have tripped now?
I don't got to work out.
You're done. What if you would have tripped, though? Been you tripping and that's banging your head and like knocking yourself out?
I was standing there ready to catch him in case.
Another beauty mark added to the face.
Nate Schmidt out for the season doing stupid broomstick challenge.
Oh, that reminds me. Are all your teeth real? Have you ever knocked out a tooth playing hockey?
No. Oh, my God. Where's some wood? I got to knock out some wood. I'm very lucky. I have all my teeth are real. I've had about 6 close calls. I've got about 12 stitches in the upper lip, 15 in the bottom lip.
Really?
Yeah, here. I've never... I'm very lucky.
I don't know. Even from bad, like, dental care?
No.
I'm missing a couple. I'm missing 3.
No. Like I said, I've been really lucky.
Yeah, okay, it's good.
Super, super lucky. I mean, a dentist, I go in and they're like... You know, you're just an anomaly right now. And I'm like, seriously, thank you. Yeah. This is what happens when you lose your hair early. You get to keep your teeth.
What are you talking about? I would wear a hockey mask the whole time, like the old school goalie ones. I would
like
just
Jason.
Yeah,
or
I'd
Freddie
be like
Ray.
Jason. Yeah. That would be my gimmick.
The 1970s mask.
Oh my gosh.
What's up, guys?
I mean, you know what? Like, it's scary because there's so many times when it's usually not a stick. It's usually a deflected puck, right? Like it's. Guy like puts his stick down, especially as a defenseman. You like put your stick out, and the puck ramps off your stick right in his face. I mean, you see it all the time. It's just,
not a fighter though.
I got a couple under my belt.
Yeah,
and I used to try and get one a year.
That was the goal.
Not so much anymore.
You and Revo are playing in a game. I mean, do you go hard on him?
I go hard on him because I know that he won't do anything to me. At least I hope you won't, Ryan.
I love it.
Okay, that's awesome.
Okay, sit there on Sherpa and be like, hey, Ryan, come get me.
Nate, you are so missed in this city, and we love you so much, and you will always be a misfit. Always, and we're so excited you're playing tonight. Yeah, we cannot wait to see. People still wear your jerseys at the games, just so you know. I mean, I have a Nate Schmidt jersey, and I still wear it. I mean, we're just a huge fan. So thank you for taking the time and coming in this morning.
Thank you guys so much.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, hey, this has been awesome. Hopefully, we'll be back. Maybe there's like a rebuttal for tomorrow if it's so good. Another catch for tomorrow. I'll be back in.
Oh, yeah. The rebuttal.
And we'll have you jump over the broomstick.
do the broomstick challenge tonight. See what guys can do it. Marshawn Lynch can't do it.
I would say he probably can.
That's true. All right. Appreciate it, buddy.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.